Calm, conversational tone. Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn how to build and control a cassette-style noise bed from scratch in Ableton Live 12, the kind of lo-fi, tape-white texture that gives a Randall edit that dark, 90s drum and bass vibe. We'll make the noise bed, add tape grit and slow warble, group everything into an audio effect rack with easy macros, set up sidechain ducking, so it sits under vocals and drums, and optionally use Ableton's vocoder, so the vocal can modulate the noise for an intelligible, gritty texture. Everything uses Live stock devices. First, what you'll build. By the end of the lesson, you'll have a stereo cassette-like noise bed. White noise, right arrow filtered, right arrow tape grit, right arrow analog warble. An audio effect rack with macros to control level, dirt, warble, high cut, width, and ducking depth. Sidechain ducking keyed to vocals or drums so the bed breathes under the mix. An optional vocoder route where the vocal modulates the noise bed for dark, intelligible texture. Practical automation and mixing tips to keep the bed supportive, not overpowering. Let's walk through the steps. A. Create the raw noise source. Create a new audio track and name it cassette noise. Insert operator and initialize a patch. Set oscillator to noise. If you prefer samples, use simpler with a short white noise sample instead. Create a clip or leave the track continuous with a sustained note. Any note will trigger operator's noise. B. Shape the basic tone, filtering and body place in a EQ8 after operator. High pass around 40 to 80 Hz to remove sub rumble so the noise won't fight your bass. Then apply a low pass to simulate tape roll off. Aim around 6 to 10 kHz with a gentle slope. This removes harsh air and gives that vintage tape character. C. Add tape and cassette flavor at a saturator. Choose analog clip or soft syn and drive it gently, roughly 2 to 6 dB, to add harmonic warmth. Then insert vinyl after saturator. Set dust between about 5 and 15. Crackle around 3 to 8, and keep warp small. Vinyl gives subtle mechanical noise plus wow and flutter. If you want extra digital grit, add redux with light settings, for example 8 to 12 bits or downsample around 6 to 10 kHz, but keep it subtle so it doesn't sound overtly digital. D. Create slow movement, warble and wow. Add an auto filter after vinyl. Choose a 24 dB low pass and set cutoff around 2 to 4 kHz. Use the auto filter's LFO for slow warble. Rates between 0.05 and 0.3 Hz are good. Keep the LFO amount low, 5 to 20%. So the movement is felt rather than obvious. Unsynced LFOs sound more random and analog. If you want extra smearing, add a grain delay with very short times, say 5 to 20 milliseconds, feedback under 10%, and a dry slash wet around 5 to 15%. E. Space and stereo. Add a short to medium reverb. Decay between 0.8 and 1.5 seconds and low pre-delay to glue the noise into the room. Use utility to control stereo width. For a cassette bed, keep width around 80 to 100% or a little narrower depending on how focused your vocal needs to be. F. Make it controllable. Build an audio effect rack. Select the chain of effects and group them into an audio effect rack. Map these key parameters to macros and name them clearly. Macro 1. Level. Map utility gain or the rack chain volume. Macro 2. Dirt. Map saturator drive and redux downsample. Macro 3. Warble. Map auto filter LFO amount and rate. Macro 4. Roll off. Map EQ8 high cut. Macro 5. Width. Map utility width. Macro 6. Duck. Map a compressor threshold or a dry slash wet of a ducking compressor chain. Keep each macro focused so one knob produces predictable, musical changes. G. Ducking to sit under voice and drums. Place a compressor after the rack or inside it and enable sidechain. For drums, pick the kick or your drum bus as the sidechain source. Start with a ratio between 2.5:1 and 6:1. Attack around 10 to 30 ms, release between 60 and 150 ms, and adjust threshold to taste. For vocal ducking, either route the vocal track directly to the compressor's sidechain or create a short send to a dedicated duck bus. Use a separate compressor for vocal ducking if you want the bed to breathe with vocal phrases. Faster release usually works well for vocals. H. Vocoder option. Make the noise bed vocal-like if you want the vocal to modulate the noise bed. Set up a modulator and a carrier. Prepare the modulator. The vocal track should be reasonably clean and dry. High pass at about 80 to 120 Hz and ease off heavy compression, so dynamic detail survives the vocoder. Prepare the carrier. You can use the cassette noise itself or a simple synth. Option A. Duplicate the cassette noise track or send it to a return and place vocoder on that track. Option B. create a simple saw or square pad in an instrument track, low-pass it, and use that as the carrier for clear intelligibility. In the vocoder device, set the external sidechain to the vocal track. Start with 16 to 32 bands. 32 gives clearer consonants. Set dry slash wet in the vocoder between 30 and 60% to taste. Use short attack and medium release. For example, attack 10 to 30 ms and release 60 to 150 ms. If using the noise bed as carrier, add EQ after the vocoder. High pass around 120 hc and notch where the main vocal conflicts. To preserve intelligibility, keep some dry vocal in the mix and blend the vocoded signal low. Boost carrier mids around 2 to 5 kHz to emphasize formants if needed. Automate the vocoder dry slash wet for effectful moments only. Automation for a Randall edit dynamic use automation to make the bed move and breathe. Automate dirt to increase before drops or during breakdowns. Speed up warble in transition bars for tension. Reduce duct depth during full instrumental sections so the noise rides louder. Use clip automation for micro edits, stutters, or gating to emulate Randall-style cuts. Common mistakes to avoid: too much high-end prevents vocal clarity. Use a strong high cut and gentle vinyl slash redux settings. Overdoing redux can sound digital rather than cassette. Keep bit reduction subtle. No sidechain. The bed will smother vocals and drums without ducking. Vocoder extremes. Too few bands or no dry vocal will make speech unintelligible or overly synthetic. Messy macro mapping. Mapping unrelated parameters to one macro makes control unpredictable. Full-width noise bed. Overly wide noise can push the mix out of focus. Tighten when vocals are center. Pro tips: put the vocoder on a return and send the vocal to it. This keeps the dry vocal intact and makes blending easier. Keep a dry vocal and add the vocoded return at low level for texture. Full replacement often kills emotion and intelligibility. Map sensible macro ranges so extremes remain useful rather than destructive. For authentic wow and flutter, add tiny randomized pitch modulation. Very small values, just a few cents. Save your audio effect rack as cassette noise bed. Randall edit to reuse quickly. Use mid/side EQ to cut mid frequencies where the vocal sits and let the bed live in high mids and air. Mini practice exercise: try this 16-bar exercise. 1. Make a 16-bar clip on the cassette noise track with sustained noise. 2. Map macros for level, dirt, warble, and duck. 3. Automate bars 1-8, low dirt, slow warble. On bar 9, raise dirt to about 60% over one bar. Bars 12-15, reduce duck so the noise comes forward. 4. Place a short vocal phrase on bars 5-6. Route the vocal to the vocoder and enable vocoder dry slash wet on a return, automating dry slash wet to 50% only for bars 5-6. 5. Adjust EQ so the vocal phrase remains intelligible while the bed darkens. Recap: you've learned to build a cassette-style noise bed in LIFT 12 using operator or simpler, EQ 8, saturator, vinyl, redux, auto filter, reverb, utility, and a sidechain compressor. You group the chain into an audio effect rack with named macros for fast control and automation. You also set up an optional vocoder path so the vocal can modulate the noise bed for that dark, 90s texture. Use macro automation and smart ducking so the noise bed breathes with your drums and vocals and supports the Randall edit vibe without stealing the spotlight. Quick troubleshooting checklist: harshness. Lower the high cut, reduce vinyl slash redux, restore body with a small low mid boost. Unintelligible vocoder. Increase bands, boost carrier mids, add a little dry vocal, masking vocals, increase duct depth, use multiband ducking, or automate the bed out during phrases. Low end noise, high pass at 4080 hc and mono the low end with utility. CPU spikes, freeze the noise track or bake vinyl slash crackle into a sample. Final focus points: subtlety and movement sell the cassette bed more than extreme processing. Automate dirt, warble, and duck so the texture changes across the arrangement. Always check the bed with the vocal present. Its job is to darken and glue the edit without masking presence and intelligibility. That's it. Save your rack, experiment with automation, and use these techniques to get that breathing, 90s-inspired darkness in your Randall edit.